Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and it is Sunday night, August 25th, 2018. That means it's the 25th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Oh, and I put my sound effects away. I had the bell right there.
Ding.
Right there. Oh, well, wait, what was that? It was a virtual ding.
Yeah, ding, ding.
It's Craig Stamp. He's joining me once again because we just recorded Technorama and our Patreon show, our after Technorama after show. And we happened to be hanging out and said, let's do your Dog Days show. So
yeah,
I wasn't ready for it, but then he made me do it. And since the vinyl was right here, I thought I'd pull that up. So I have to say, I am very much enjoying everybody else's Dog Days shows as well. Getting a lot out of those, although I was right up to date until yesterday, and I have not listened to anything in about the last 36 hours, which means I probably have 360 podcasts in my queue, because yeah. I'm also still trying to keep up with all of the content that I get from the iHeartRadio stuff, like Jonathan Strickland's tech stuff and Stuff You Should Know and Ridiculous History. A lot of those are an hour long, so it's getting really trying. The good news is we've got airline travel coming up.
Yeah, so, you do.
Road trips and airline travel are a great way to kill your podcast backlog queue. Because,
hey, by the way,
working around the house ain't doing it for me. Yeah.
Dog Days of Podcasting, we have 314 current shows that have been made.
How are we trending from last year? Feels down. It feels down because I think we have less shows being produced.
There are less participants. I think we had like 17 last year. So
we had 23 that 1 year, but not all of them were producing on a daily basis either.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So I don't know. Probably on close to par. I think we ended up with like 700 shows at the end of the month. How many? I got to look at. I don't have it right in front of me, but I had. It was a good many shows, I can tell you that. But yeah, there was more people participating, ergo more shows. That's the funny thing about podcasts. You can say podcasts, shows, and are you talking about the show as a whole, or are you talking about the episode? Hard to explain.
All right, let's do our vinyl recap. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is a classic from the 80s again.
Classic from the 80s, okay.
Wait for... Ooh, love that stuff.
I heard the record pop.
Yep. I'm waiting for Craig to figure out what it is. I'm going to look up and see if I have this. Someone standing was
running around like your own world. What is this?
You don't recognize this?
No.
All right, you'll recognize the third track. I'm going to see if I can scrub. It's a... that's track two. There you go. This was the big hit. There were two big hits on this song. This is one of them. Sign of the Gypsy Queen. Man, this was a worn-out cassette in my buddy's car. Okay, let me
this is. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. I'm seriously drawing a blank. What is this?
This was a Rolling special, man.
Yeah, that song I know.
Okay, this is April Wine from Nature of the Beast.
Right.
Okay, now that we've completely...
See, you played that song, I know that one. The other ones I don't know.
There's another. I've got two April Wines down here. I can't reach the other one right now. But what is the other one? The other one is Power Play, which had Enough is Enough. So now I have to look on my karaoke app to see if I have any April Wine.
I can see people riding around with this in their car.
Oh, this was. This has many, many memories of riding around in Mark's car, because he had a car and was driving. We both got our driver's license about the same time, but. He got a car. Wasn't much of a car, but it was a car.
What was it? Do you remember?
I think his first one was a Mercury Capri.
Okay.
And then later he had a Dodge Colt. And I I didn't start driving. I didn't have a need. I could always give them a couple of bucks for gas. I didn't have to pay for insurance. I didn't have to pay for... It's like, hey, if your friend has a car, why not contribute to that fund? Since you're going the same places all the time anyway, it's like, hey, come on, go over, come on over and get me. We'll go do something tonight. Yeah. And this was... I think this was before I worked at the roller rink that we would just listen to this thing nonstop.
Wait a minute. The Mercury Capri... Yeah. That was kind of like the Mustang knockoff, right?
Oh, well, Mustang was a Ford. No, yeah. No, the Mercury Capri was like
Mercury,
a... It was a cheap...
They changed some of the fenders and stuff. It looks
it was a rounded version.
Yeah, it looks like a Mustang, but it's got a little different fender configuration.
Didn't have the power of a Mustang. Well, you know, there was those early to mid-80s Mustangs that were no good anyway, but...
Yeah, here's a picture of what. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Okay. It looks like a Mustang.
We called it a Mercury, but it was an older one. I think it was from like the mid to late 70s. It wasn't an 80s. It wasn't a new model. Remember, high school kids didn't get new cars back then. We called it the Mercury Crappy.
Yeah, it was a Lincoln Mercury division, and which is a division of Ford.
So this has no inner jacket. It is in a plastic anti-static sleeve, or what I believe is an anti-static sleeve from Capitol Records. April Wine, Nature of the Beast. Let me see. Is there a copyright on here? Reading the fine print. No, don't really see one off the top of my head. So we'll move on. Track listing is side one. Track one is All Over Town, then Telling Me Lies. Sign of the Gypsy Queen, which I played. Currently playing is Just Between You and Me. Then ends with Wanna Rock. Side two, Future Tense, Big City Girls, followed by Crash and Burn, then Bad Boys. And the concluding track on side two is One More Time. Interesting note about the back cover. There are five gentlemen pictured here in classic trying to be tough or cool poses. And across the top of the picture, there are four names. The dude on the left has no name.
He was a stand-in.
He's just standing there. Maybe he was just a photographer who was photobombing his own picture. I don't know what the story is here. I'd say it was a nice hair day for these guys when it was bald. This album just...
I might have to listen to it tomorrow. Oh. I'm going to pull it up. Hey, by the way, it was released in
What's that?
It was released January 12th, 1981.
Yeah, this is an older one. Classic, the orange and red cover, you can't miss it. It stands out. So April Wine, Nature of the Beast, from Capitol Records, 81, he says.
It's 37 minutes and 13 seconds of rock bliss.
Fairly short as albums go. So
I think so. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
There you have it. And Just Between You and Me was a classic couple skate song at the roller rink. Many, many, many requests for that, and I was happy to oblige. I may not have played Funky Town 3 million times, but I probably played that one at least 2.5 million.
Get your facts right. She said 4 billion.
No, she said 3 million. Is that 3 billion?
I'm just kidding.
I know Patty. She's on our old timers monthly call every once in a while. I still talk to Mark on a monthly basis.
Hey. Ask him, how's your car, man?
How's that Mercury Capri holding up? Hey, Mark, guess who we played on the podcast the other night?
Hey, I know my buddy Fred, he drove a Dodge Dart, and it was primered, and it had like a little nitrous thing in the trunk, you know, so you could hit the button, it would kick in a little bit. Yeah, he thought that was the way to pick up chicks in that car.
Stall the clutch.
Yeah. Well, you didn't just hit the button for the nitros.
Drop the transmission and the muffler at the same time.
Yeah, baby.
I like the ending of this song. Check it out. Great ending. Right into side two. Flip it over and play.
Flip it over.
Crackle and pop. Now you gotta hear the 8-track go clunk clunk. No, we didn't have an 8-track for this. This was a cassette, which had auto reverse.
Auto reverse. I have a love hate relationship with cassettes. I don't want to go back to them. Let's put it that way.
No, I would rather go back to vinyl than go back to cassette.
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm totally in love with vinyl, but cassettes. Okay, that was.
I wouldn't say
gone.
I'm in love with it because once they're damaged, they're damaged. As I've discovered on a lot of these, you can't fix vinyl damage in many cases. It's there's some where if you change the weight of the needle, you can ride over it or ride through it. Mm-hmm. But
put a penny on it.
Penny, I had like a roll of quarters on some of mine. I'm etching a new groove.
You're digging the groove deeper.
Some of them were pretty banged up. Just went, well, it is what it is. That is the way I listened to it the last time I listened to it, so that's the way I'm going to listen to it this time. So, yeah. Alrighty. This one was in pretty good shape, considering. I don't know what the origins of this were. This may be a record store or a garage sale, and I just went, oh my gosh, I have to have it. Because I don't recall buying this at a store, and I don't recall getting it as a gift, and I don't recall one of my brothers ever having this in their collection, and I really don't think this came from Lisa. So,
I never really listened to it much. Obviously, the album. I've heard the Just Between You and Me, of course, because everybody's played that. But yeah, I'm sorry. I missed it. I missed that one when you said.
It's before your time.
Give you a clue. I'm like,
all right, you didn't get it. Nature of the Beast. Okay.
I was thinking like Bat Out of Hell or something like that, or you said that.
No, haven't got any meatloaf on me.
No.
But all right, we'll do another one. Well, maybe we'll do another one this week. I don't know. It's a short week.
Yep. Well, no. It's not a short week. Well, it is kind of a short week.
It is a short week.
We got,
I have some in the bank. I have some in the bank that we can always we can play if we need to. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out, Craig.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take care. And thank you, Dog Days listener. Let me stop that, and we'll just let her play with the... Hey, usual outro.
Just between you and me, 101.